Wendy, when we broke for part two, you were starting to tell us the story of going up to Kansas to visit Katie, who had become your, I believe the term was, biffle. And you were also checking out this clinic that happened to be the one place where, like, oh, you could move there. And they had a clinic where they specialized in your daughter's condition. And you didn't think you'd love it. And in fact, Sam, I think you said, was certain he wouldn't love it. What happened? Tell us the story.
So we show up to Kansas, and we are from South Florida. I feel like I need to make that clear.
Yes, we're still here in West Palm Beach. It's hot. Yes. It's occupied. Lots of people. It's a mess. Yes. Yes.
It's fun. It's lively. It's party.
And people are mean, and it's dirty. Yeah.
And even when we went to Tennessee, we went to Knoxville, and we went to Nashville. It very similar vibes, you know, like yeah. just, you City. Know, it's alive. So when we show up to Wichita, it is the most family friendly place I've ever been to. Like, I don't know how to explain it. At this point, we have four kids, and I'm used to showing up to everywhere with people being like, the Duggars. It's the Duggars. It's the Black Duggars. You know what I mean? Like, whoa, that's a lot of kids. Y'all know how that happened. Like, I'm used to that. But they were acting like I had, like, one child. Like, they were acting like it was normal. Like, yeah, it's completely normal to have a lot of kids. Everybody has a lot of kids. Not a big deal. It's completely normal that your kids make noise and they act like kids. It's not a big deal. The love was palpable. Like, you could feel it. We're driving through the town and people are waving at us. Like, we're like, do we wave back? Like, what do we do? Why are they waving? They are waving at us. People are just... I still have a love for South Florida. I was there for 30 some odd years. But there's something, and going back this Christmas, I realized what it is. It's a high stress.
Yeah.
It's a high stress environment, from the traffic to the heat to the amount of people in one area. It's a high stress environment. And I felt that anxiety when I went back that I didn't even know I was carrying with me. And so when you show up to a place where things are just slower and people can breathe and you're not in this constant race, and it's okay to just live your life and it's okay to just be where you're at when you're there, it's different. It's just different. And we felt it. And my husband turns over and looks at me and he is like, you know, I'm not saying we're moving, but I'm going to apply for a job and we'll see what happens.
So you already wanted to move and you told him that?
Nope. I didn't say nothing.
What?
I'm like, I'm not saying it. Katie didn't say it. I didn't say it because we didn't want to set up expectations. We don't want to set up hopes. We are just going there to visit. That was our entire purpose.
You had a little bit of it in your heart. You're like.
Honestly, I didn't think I would like it.
Really?
I didn't think I would like it. Because I'm like, what the heck is in Kansas? Like,
what? Wait, what?
There? I've never been there before in my life. I was like, what is in Kansas? Like, what am I going to do there? Do they even like Black people in Kansas? Like, I have a whole video on that, y'all. Got a whole video on that. Turns out.
The answer is yes.
Yes, they do. They love them.
They probably don't care.
No one cares. And actually, it's a lot more welcoming.
Yeah.
For people of color, for different people here than I have felt in even South Florida, to be real and to be honest.
Yeah.
And I think that there is a huge misconception and a huge, it's just lack of a better word, wrong, to assume that just because it's in the Midwest, they don't like Black people. That's not true. Anyways. All that to say that I had my own hesitations, and I'm like, this is not going to work. There's no way. Like, this is not even a thought that it's going to be a real thing. So when my husband turns to me and says, I think we need to consider Kansas, and not just, I think we need to consider Kansas, but I'm going to go apply for a job. And I was just like, okay, God, what's up? He applies for the job, Brandon. The next week, you get a call. Now, my husband is very good at what he does. He doesn't half do anything. Everything that he does is to the extreme. I'm always like, you just always doing the most. Anyway, so everything he does is to the extreme. So yes, he is a journalism teacher, or was a journalism teacher in South Florida, but he was to the extreme of journalism teachers. And so the principal was Facebook stalking, Instagram stalking, all of his stuff, and was like, I want you here, and please don't apply to any other jobs. Do an interview with us. We will give you everything. Come. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? God, what is going on? And Brandon, we went there in March and we moved in June. Like, that's amazing. I mean, and we didn't just move into a rental or anything like that. We purchased a home, Brandon. Like Katie was going to different houses to do to check it out for us and FaceTiming. We purchased a home before we even saw it.
Well, that was the way back then, right? In 2022, everything was on fire, the market.
Yeah.
But you got in before the rates went psychotic, though. So that's good.
Yes.
So the Lord prepared miraculously a way for y'all to go up there. You, Sam, the four kids. Speaking of which, at that time, it was four kids, Wendy.
Four.
By the time I met you, number five had come. I heard about you when number five was on the way. Y'all move up there and thought, you know what? New house, new baby? Or the Lord surprised y'all? What?
Shane was a surprise. Okay. We showed up on the 15th of June, Friday. I took a test on Sunday and found out I was pregnant. So I drove 24 hours in the first trimester of pregnancy. So that's why I had that headache and I wasn't feeling too hot.
So Wendy, we're going to come back to that after we take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I finally found the absolute perfect math for our homeschool.
Apologia.
I'm so excited to finally find the right math for us.
It's very hands-on. There's games and activities.
It's all about hands-on learning, engaging, short, to the point lessons.
It has games pretty much, it seems like, every lesson to introduce. It has usually like little games or something like hands-on.
It has a 4-day-a-week schedule, 4 days a week. I love 4 days a week for math.
I like the mastery approach with a little bit of spiral in there. It's got a little bit of spiral review, which is really nice too.
I finally found like the perfect math curriculum.
Visit apologia.com/math to find the math curriculum both you and your kids will love.
All right, Wendy, before we went to that quick break, you were telling us how you moved to Kansas and all of a sudden you're pregnant with baby Shane. So that was a surprise. You had just told me also on the break that your husband, you said, slept for a week when y'all moved. I don't think that's literal. I'm assuming he didn't have like the sleeping sickness from like 1914 or whatever that was. But like, he was exhausted. You're pregnant. How did that conversation go?
See, what happened was... Oh man, this is going to sound so bad on the internet. See what happened was, I didn't necessarily tell him I was pregnant for like 2 weeks after I found out I was pregnant. Now, I don't recommend this, ladies.
Like, disclaimer.
I don't recommend this. Like, I mean, okay, to be fair, I had just previously gone through a miscarriage. So my whole thought process was, hide it from your husband? I don't know. I wasn't
the Lord has been working on your heart ever since. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah.
It wasn't in my right mind. And it wasn't even only from my husband. It was from Katie. Katie's like, but I know you're pregnant. I'm like, prove it. It was just weird, like sneaking off early in the mornings to go do ultrasounds just to make sure that there's really a baby there and there's heartbeats, and then coming back. Like, it was a whole thing.
Okay, so eventually, so 1 year, you told him.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually a baby came out and he was like, "What?"
Wait, so how did that conversation go though?
No, so I told him and he was like, "Huh?" I was like, "Yeah." But this one was from Florida. So we just brought a little extra package with us here. He was excited. He loves our large family. He loves having a large family. During pregnancies, though, he is incredibly worried about me.
Sure.
So his whole, like, whatever sonars things, they come out. And he's just like, he's engaged. So it's like, you know, rest. We need this. We need that. And he just picks up. He picks up where I
love that.
Throw up.
So you guys have moved. You're pregnant all of a sudden. And now you were, oh, I don't know, 7-8 months pregnant? You were something like that when I think I met Katie. What? How far along were you in January of 2023? You were like 8 months?
9 months.
In January?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. So you're super pregnant. Now, I actually have never heard this part of the story, so I'm excited for this. We caught the vision for Made to Homeschool. And we were just starting conversations, and very quickly we were introduced by, I think, Anna G, might have been Abby, or a couple of them, to Katie. And Katie and I start talking with Brigitte, and Katie's like, oh, you gotta have Wendy involved. I'm like, okay, cool, who's Wendy? And she was like, but she's real pregnant right now, okay? Now, we can go to where you kind of join the team eventually, obviously, but Katie has a conversation with you at some point late in your pregnancy about Made to Homeschool. What did that sound like, and how much of a what are you thinking look did you give her when she asked you if you were interested in taking on another thing? Tell me about that.
Well, Katie's very smart. Like, she is wise, okay? Mm. So she didn't come at me. This is the back end that I'm hearing, that she's like, oh, we got to have Wendy.
Oh, hardcore. Yes.
No, Katie just, you know, just tell me what she's working on. You know, hey, I'm working on this. There's this community thing that we're building with these people. And she just give me back-end information. This Katie stuff, that had nothing to do with me, you know? Like, yeah, she's just like, you know, now I'm working on this, I'm working on that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds so good. So it's like, she kind of makes you want to do it. You know, I'm like, oh, that sounds so good, but I can't right now. I'm doing way too much. There's no way, you know? So Katie just waited till like maybe 2 to 3 minutes after I popped out the baby to be like, so you're going to join Made to Homeschool?
Wait, no, you had an account before the baby came.
Yes, but okay. She didn't give it to me as a contributor. She was like, I want you to be a part of the community.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Not like she wanted me to be a contributor. It was just like, oh, you know, you got to check this out. Go. Go look at it. You might like it.
What? Friend, she was, oh, Katie, I hope you're listening to this.
That's
no.
What I'm saying.
From like, day one, she was like, oh, Wendy, you want Wendy in here. Oh, my goodness. No, that's amazing. No. Okay, so here comes baby Shane. And then did I invite you to be a contributor? Did Katie? What happened?
Katie told me I was going to be a contributor.
No. You know, I remember a conversation with her right as we were this would have been like March maybe, and like or late February, early March. And I was like, hey, I know you really wanted Wendy to be a part of this. I haven't heard anything from her. I haven't talked to her yet. Like, I need to talk to her if we're going to do anything. But like, maybe I'll just take her off the list for now. She's like, no, hold on. Maybe that's when she came to you.
She was like, Wendy, so now that you've had Shane, you're ready to, you're going to have to go meet with Brandon and da-da-da. She just walked me through exactly what I needed to do. She handheld me through it all. And she was like, this is what we're going to do. And I mean, this is what we did. But you know what?
I don't know.
She was like, one thing that she said, just talk to Brandon. Just talk to Brandon. Don't worry. You're a part of Made to Homeschool. Just talk to Brandon. So I'm like, all right, who's this Brandon? This is not weird. And so here I am with a 2-week-old baby. I jump on a call with Brandon. And I mean, there are a few moments in my life in which I can clearly hear God speak. And that was just one of those moments. It was just like, this is where I want you to be. This is what I've been preparing you for. And this is it. Made to Homeschool. You were meant to be here. You are a part. This is where I want you to be an instrument in my hands. And I want you to work here. And so, I mean, you say, Katie, a lot of me is like, this was a God thing. Just like a lot of things in my life lately.
Wendy, that's amazing. And I appreciate that. I think everything that has led up to Made to Homeschool launching has been a God thing, frankly. There's no way. Because I'm like, I like people. I can talk to people. I'm not that good, though, man. Like, I can't do all this. This is not me. And having seen some of those same things, like, I have conversations, and people would say to me, I think God's telling me I'm supposed to be part of this. I'm saying, what? Y'all don't even know me. I'm some rando. We don't even homeschool yet at the time, right? And it's evident that God's hand has been in the thing the whole way. I want to ask you a few rapid-fire things, if I can, Wendy. One, so obviously you're part of the team that leads Made to Homeschool. You've been in there since day one, since before day one, since it looked completely different, since we had no idea what we were doing, basically. What has been something, an interaction, maybe just pick one interaction you've seen in the community that you would say when you saw that, it was affirming that you're in the right place, that this is the kind of place we wanted to build for people to find encouragement, to find relationships that would empower them in their homeschool journey? Just one interaction you've seen that really affirms that for you.
Well, I mean, there was this live one time that we had with a mom that showed up at the end of the live. I'm not going to cry. What is happening?
It was a good moment.
That showed up at the end of the live. And she was mentioning how she was not planning on staying. How after this, she was about to go cancel her card. And there was just so much that led to her even being able to click on the live, because she didn't even know where the live link was. And she clicked on it and jumped on. And she's a special needs homeschooling mom. And she was in a room full of special needs homeschooling moms. And being a little bit toe in the special needs homeschooling community, it is so hard to find others that get it. It's even harder to find those that have walked through it before you, that can come alongside you and help guide you and help support you and help teach you those tips and tricks that are not talked about by the people that don't have to deal with the struggles that you have to deal with. And to watch that mom get that wisdom, that encouragement, that support. I mean, Katie was in there. There were just so many special needs moms on there that were just like, literally, it was a virtual hug around this mom, and just encouraging her and spurring her on and letting her know you are not failing your kid. You are doing this right. This is what you need to do. That is what you need to do. Listening to her, like the live went on way longer than we intended. But I mean, if that wasn't a moment, if that wasn't a, you are in the right place, you belong here moment, I don't know what is.
Yeah. I think we're talking about the same moment. Name starts with K. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was tremendous, and she stuck, and I think I found that people really did care and found some encouragement. I love that, again, we want to be community first and Made to Homeschool, right? So the community part's the biggest deal to us. Outside of that, though, we like providing excellent resources. Can you give me either the favorite type of resource you like to contribute, or favorite resource you found on the platform for yourself? Either one's fine.
Is it selfish to talk about things that benefit me?
But no, bring it. because it'll benefit the community.
I this is a community that I want to be a part of. You know what I mean? It's not only a community that I contribute to, but it's like, it's helpful for me. And I've been doing this for 10 years. Like, I am learning, I am growing. And when it comes to like the resource, there are things that I can utilize within my homeschool. One of which was Kristen's 50 state unit study. I mean, chef's kiss. Like, it is amazing. It is incredibly helpful. It is incredibly detailed. The amount of love and intention that she put into that unit study, I mean, thank you. Like if I haven't told her already, thank you. It is so good. And it is such a valuable resource to us in our home. We've used it in our co-op. We use it on a weekly basis. We love it so much. And it's so hard to find a good resource when it comes to studying the states. And this is something that homeschool mom made. And yes, she crushed it. It's so good.
Yeah, really high quality resource, actually. And I've been astounded by, speaking of her study, how many like really nice printables and unit studies are being submitted as content that are free for the users, like all the things. So I think that's for our paid members. I think that's tremendous. One last thing, Wendy, what is your biggest homeschool hot take? What is your big unpopular opinion in the homeschool world?
My big unpopular opinion in the homeschool world. Homeschooling is not everything. And
how dare you
feel like
how dare
I know, I know. I said it and I cringed, like I flinched. And I was like, oh gosh. I know. Homeschooling is a beautiful, wonderful blessing. But it is not everything. Mm-hmm. And it not be idolized, and it should not be before God's calling on your life. As long as what you are called to do is not going against biblical principles, because God is not going to lie. He's not going to lie on himself. He's not going to tell you to do something that ain't in the Bible. All right. So all y'all need to stop. Anyways, not the point. Let's bring it back. As long as it is biblically sound, homeschooling may not be for you, and that's okay. I feel like a lot of times we find our value in ourselves in either mom and wife and homeschooling and all the things, but the place that we need to find our value and our worth is in God. And first and foremost, we are instruments in the Redeemer's hands. And so put that above all. And I know that does not go well with the homeschooling community.
Yeah, but I think, you know, you and I have talked about this before, this question of where's our primary identity, right? And for those of us who call ourselves Christians, I don't think that it should be an arguable point that any allegiance outside of our allegiance to Christ is our primary identity. It can't be. It kind of flies in the face of being a follower of Jesus first and foremost, right? Like, whether that's a cultural, a social, political identity, all those things we find in our world are becoming idols above our relationship to Christ, and none of them belong there. And that means homeschool doesn't belong there either. And Brigitte and I, my wife and I, have drank the Kool-Aid, man. We are doing this thing with both of us working full-time. Somehow we're going to be doing this thing, right? But it does not belong on the altar that belongs to Christ. And I think, friend, that you said something, yeah, maybe it's a hot take. It oughtn't to be. And if it is to you and you're listening, let it not be a hot take. Take it to heart instead. And I'm so glad for your friendship, for your family, and the time we've all gotten to spend together, and for your time today on this podcast. I appreciate it. And thank you, friend.
Thank you for having me.
All right, y'all, that was three parts with my friend Wendy. Wendy, where can they find you?
Plan, prep, pray, everywhere. Plan, prep, pray. I know a lot of people are like, you know, Wendy over at Plan, Play, Prep.
That's not it. That's not the one.
Plan, prep, pray, everywhere. Instagram, YouTube, all the things.
Awesome. Thank you, friend. Y'all, Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye.